AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says there's some optimism this holiday season that the economy is rebounding.
In a world where inflation is rising at double digits in many major economies around the world, inflation is coming down in America. In fact, this new report is the fifth month in a row where annual inflation has fallen in the United States.
The government says consumer inflation slowed to 7.1% over the past 12 months.
Make no mistake, prices are still too high. We have a lot more work to do, but things are getting better, headed in the right direction.
The encouraging numbers on inflation seal investors' expectations the Federal Reserve will ease up on aggressive interest rate hikes. The Fed's next announcement is expected tomorrow. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street. Prosecutors have charged Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, with a host of financial crimes and campaign finance violations, alleging he played a central role in the rapid collapse of FTX and hid its problems from the public and investors. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is announcing a major scientific breakthrough in the decades-long quest to harness fusion, the energy that powers the sun and stars. Researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California for the first time produced more energy in a fusion reaction than was used to ignite it, something they call net energy gain. Elon Musk's Twitter has dissolved its Trust and Safety Council. That's the advisory group of nearly 100 independent civil, human rights, and other organizations that the company formed in 2016 to address hate speech, suicide, self-harm, and other problems on the platform. Christmas is close, but the World Cup semifinal between Croatia and Argentina is closer. Thousands are expected to gather tonight at the Ben Jelačić Square in Zagreb, despite freezing weather, for the World Cup semifinal match from Qatar. This is AP News. A tourism company is determined to entertain and educate their guests about the Great Barrier Reef. A new UN report recommends the Great Barrier Reef be inscribed on the list of World Heritage in Danger. Reef Magic Cruises offers tours off the coast of eastern Australia. Dive leader Annis Maurer says the goal is to more than just look at the reef.
We can educate them. They see Wally, they see the coral, and then they're a bit more curious and they ask us sometimes questions about like, they think, oh, is the coral dead because it's this color and everything, and we can actually tell them.
They talk about reef ecosystems and threats to it, like pollution, careless touching, and climate change. Tourist Jane Buxton hopes things don't get worse.
Maybe not even in my children's lifetime, but in my grandchildren's lifetime, I hope that things will have gotten to a point where we don't have to worry about climate change affecting the reef.
The Great Barrier Reef accounts for around 10% of the world's coral reef ecosystems. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.